Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Howdy, howdy, folks. Good evening. Good evening. We are back on the wire here. Bud Justice, your favorite personum. And apparently we've got an echo in the switch here, so we're still working out a few minor quirks and quirks. And what to do about that, but to burn on through, we're coming at you live from the Red Lion. And they got crystalline chandeliers and twin towers looking out over the City of Roses. It's a beautiful evening. It's a winter's eve at that. And this is our first take since an extended hiatus of sorts that was necessary. We peaked out with the Measure 74 campaign. And in light of that victory, we've been reorganizing for success. And so... happy hoopla, happy new year, and all that jazz. Want to welcome you on board tonight as we have a very special guest. And bringing him on the wire, we want to welcome Mr. Philip Lex, at one time America's most wanted master gardener, and today one of Almaz's foremost political activists. This segment explores the roots of what is known today as the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program. And this is the 13th year of this program. And we're going to cover the past, present, and the future as we move into this evening's segment. So without further ado, let's see. We've definitely got Lex on the wire, and without wasting any time, let's just go ahead and bring him in, and we're going to work out the echo effect and bring on Mr. Philip Lex. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, Lex? Listen, I've got an echo effect, which is a rather interesting facet of the Blog Talk Radio. You're going to have to call back again. Please do so as soon as possible so we can move forward with your interview. I know that you're getting this, and we want to make that right. So do call. There he is. All right.
Sorry about that.
There you are.
It seems to be seems to all of a sudden decided to drop me all over the right in the middle of signing up here.
Well, that was my doing. I'm dealing with technology here, and this is the 15th segment, for some reason I've got an echo effect that's coming through, and burned out the old laptop, have a new one, and just having to work out all the bells and whistles. And without further ado, hey, thanks for joining us, Phil, and good evening.
Good evening.
We are on the wire and reaching out, you know, like we do, and know that you've put some time in, and I've heard about your work for the last year or two through the grapevine, and so you never know who you're going to meet, and so I'm always quick to check in with not only, you know, my roots and foundation, but the awareness that comes with being in good company and being with heads who've been forwarding in more ways than one a quality of life and the things that go along with that and the ways and means to attain a bigger, better deal. So,
oh man,
that's what we're after. And in this case, you know, we've got yours truly on the line, and I know that from what little time we've shared together that. It's, you've got, you know, some things, a river mouth like my own, and, you know, again, the segment is for you, and just starting with the obvious, you know, you went to school up there in the north in B.C., Canada, at a place called Rochdale.
Rochdale, Toronto. Toronto.
341 Toronto.
Yes, it's Rochdale College, 341 Bloor Street West, Toronto. The infamous Impartial People's Republic of Rochdale, also known as the ROC. The biggest thorn in the Canadian paw, shall we say, that's ever existed, was 100% education for hippies. To be hippies, to be in the new world order, not their world order. I don't understand why they want to call their world order new when all it is the same old crap. The new world order is cannabis, going back to the roots of everything. There's nothing it can't produce. There's nothing
that's
that it
right.
can't be a part of. Plastic,
that's right.
then it becomes biodegradable. Oils, and they become biodegradable. Food, and we become biodegradable. Basically, it's the solution. It seems to come out of a pipe dream. I always say, oh, well, you all guys have been just smoking and just having a bunch of pipe dreams. The simple fact is this pipe dream isn't such a dream. It's a reality. For so many years, they say, oh, well, it can't do this, it can't do that. They're building the door panels for BMWs right now with the hemp that's growing in Europe. They're feeding us with the hemp grown in Canada.
Well, it's reality because of cats like yourself. You know, one of the first things you hit me with was being one of the most wanted master gardeners on the map, and I want to start with that. You know, and tell us some more about, you know, your background and how was it that you found yourself in the hot seat as America's most wanted?
It's funny because, in honesty, I wasn't caught with anything other than a half ounce. I was guilty of no crimes. All of it was set up by people who own Foley Hot Springs at the moment, who, by deception, working with corrupt police, steal people's property. It's called fraud. It's called fraudulent conveyance. It's a crime without a statute of limitations, and the people that did this commit murder to back it up. The crimes that I was charged with, conspiracy to grow pot, were completely dismissed because there was no evidence whatsoever against me. But the crimes of the fraudulent conveyance, the fact that I was held prisoner, went to the police about being held prisoner, having people trying to shoot me, having people causing me harm with evidence, including evidence that was submitted to the court system of British Columbia, with people threatening to murder me on the thing, saying they were part of a conspiracy to deprive me of my property. All of those things were crimes greater than any crime I was charged with in either country. But none of those crimes were ever followed up with to this day. In other words, if you wish to commit murder, steal people's property, and all, do it with forgery, lying, and everything else, it's fine. But if you have a half ounce of pot on your property and you're a successful person, you get to have it all taken away from you by lies and deceit, deception.
Right, right. And the
federal
irony
grand
of that,
jury and lying to the federal grand jury on every single thing. And I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the police. The police
right.
made up stories which could be easily and were easily overturned to the federal grand jury saying that I met these people in prison where I had never been, that my properties were bought after I met these people, which I had owned them for 5 years to that point, and that I was that there was no evidence of my income, which I was paying taxes on all of it all along. They went so far as to even destroy my IRS records for more than 10 years here in the state of Oregon. And don't think they can't do it. They do. And then when you go to try and tell people this story, people think you're crazy.
Nobody wants to hear it. Right, yeah. You know,
nobody
you know
wants to hear it. They think you're crazy because police will...
Hey, Phil, you're cutting out. Okay. Phil, you're cutting out. You need to move so that your signals improve. We're dealing with a boost of a network, cell phone network here, folks. So I'm going to take it and just say that until he has improved his transmission reception zone, that the irony with the circumstance behind Lex's background is that many of the heads in this movement who have brought us this far have experienced similar circumstances, And despite the fact, we are still at odds when it comes to fundamental facets of cooperation or fellowship that would strengthen our resolve to bring forward a way of life that would be uplifting and befitting of peoples who are trying to take care of themselves and return home to grow their own. And in this case, it's absolutely necessary, as we can see that the corporate world, where time is money and the concrete jungle that it occupies, is completely driven and determined to exhaust the resources of the biosphere and our planet here, all in the name of democracy and civilizational advance of materialism and Vatican values. Somehow we lost our co-host here, and we're going to hope that he's going to drop in again as I'm going back to the switchboard to see what is going on with him. And anyhow, we're going to get this through. We're going to get this message through in more ways than one. And he did drop out, so we certainly have lost the infamous Philip Lex. He again claims to have been America's most wanted, and until he dials us back and is on the line, he will be MIA like many of our plant doctors and revolutionaries who have fought so hard to bring us thus far. So if you're catching wind of this blogcast, just know that Lex is still living in a low-income situation. He's got a great deal of value and a great deal of insight and a mountain of media to move, but you fuckers are slow in sending your donations. So we're going to pick up the slack on your behalf. We're now in 15 states, thank you, mind you. And despite the fact that we only got 500,000 votes out of this election and weren't able to pull the weight of the full measure, we still got another 3.5 in California. And yes, we did get Arizona out of the deal. Yes, we now are in 15 states. And yes, we also got the decriminalization of recreational use of cannabis in California. Thank you, Mr. Schwarzenegger and friends. And so now, as of January 1st, the misdemeanor fine of $25, I think it is, for having under an ounce is now common law throughout the state of California. And you know what they say, as go California, so goes the nation. So without further ado, we're going to push on through with this and hope that Lex does return does return to finish out his interview. He was supposed to join me tonight. I'm at the Red Lion here overlooking the Twin Towers, and I just got to say this, and with all due respect, there still seems to be a block in the mind when it comes to time and consciousness. Lex and I were to meet here and to conduct the interview together. We were going to be firming up our platform and our evening's segment, and I'd be damned if I called him an hour before the show and he was still over there in Gladstone and just now ready to hop the bus. So we are out of time and out of our mind's eye when it comes to synchronizing our collective will with our best interests. And hopefully we're going to discover in the segments to come the dynamics of cannabis consciousness and how you can really harness your mind's eye and the light thereof to get the most out of your experience, get the most out of your trip, get the most out of your life. I'm reminded again tonight as I observe downtown how many folks, in the corporate structure are just bored stiff. And, you know, you walk into an empty room and everybody's looking for something to do and they're all nervous because they've got nothing to do other than hold space and watch the boob tube because they're on the clock. They've got to appear productive and they have to defend their jobs in the course of defending the fact that they've got nothing better to do but maintain big empty houses and glass houses that, and they're overstaffed and of course underpatronized. So this is what we have. We have we have an ego, and I like to use this to do a thank you, Votan, but the ego mansion and the idea of having the big, all the big houses and nobody to fill them. You know, the last time the Dalai Lama came to Portland at the square, he said that, you know, we were constantly busy building and constructing and where are all the people? You don't see people playing in their yards. You don't see people filling these houses. They're truly enjoying these facilities, maybe on a blue moon, maybe on the weekends, but certainly, you know, and maybe on occasion during the holidays, but it was a really weird season this year, y'all, and nobody wanting to come out. And those who did were either late and missed the holiday by 2 or 3 days or simply felt it safer not to show up and to remain behind closed doors. Well, this is the time that you live in. This is the age of transformation. And so what we're going to do is we're going to push on through with the blogcast. We're going to find a way to get through to you folks. We want to thank you for your continued interest and support. I'm going to bring in the ambiance of brass clouds. Those same brass clouds seem to be obscuring our vision for a lifestyle befitting of the human race in the first century. I'm going to give it up here to a young man his name is Dustin, and he's got the hey, we've got Philip Ledge back on the line. Phil, before I bring you back on the line, he just finished spread that Dustin is an accomplished artist, and other Ida worked very hard to give him a firm foundation in the fundamental rhythm are stitched into his well-being. And so he's offered up music, some new views, and opening up a channel of insight that will be privy to 28 meditations of a long time, the discovery of all time, active there advanced foundation of a long time, which is symbiotic with any movement that is truly on the move today. So, got the brass cloud line, and I'm going to go ahead and phase that out. Got Phil, and he's back, and just in time at that. So let's bring him on, and thanks. Hey, how's it going there, Phil?
Oh, pretty good. I got to say, it seems as though the forces are against us. As soon as I started talking, the battery died.
No.
Well, right in the middle of conversation.
I warned you we were going to do this thing, you know, several days ago. We were both there together.
This was a fully charged phone.
Oh, no kidding.
My battery died right in the middle of this. I made sure it was fully charged.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad you got an extra battery. And, hey, you know what? Maybe that had to happen because now the echo effect is not happening on my side. I can actually hear myself think.
Wow. That may have been...
That's been in my setup. No, things are fixing themselves. And
how much of what I get across?
Well, you got across a majority of you know, the most wanted part. I want to move into you know, obviously your past has everything to do with your media and the activism that you're involved in today and setting the record straight, and you know as well as I do that there's a lot of junk in the social fabric of cannabis culture today, which is not quite cultured. But hey, we're moving into the 13th year. We're out to raise the bar on this trip, and we're out to equalize those forces that be that have been firewalling our attempts to participate in the movement that we helped to forward. So we're going to get into the ramble, rant, and roll, and then we're going to encourage other people to do the same. But this is not the night for that. What we're doing is setting the tone and the foundation so that when we do step out to identify the issues and the problems with today's measure, that we're going to give you, you know, all of the merits and accomplishments necessary to validate, you know, our requests. And that's why the last tagline in tonight's segment is wish list, because we've got a vision and a few requests and a wish list. We'd like people to plug in or at least, you know, consider forwarding some facet of this game plan to create a social forum that is mature and potent enough to represent to the general public the fundamental essential benefits of cannabis consciousness and what that has in store for us in terms of our health and our lifestyle and our quality of relationships. So
why don't I point out two living history examples of functioning realities that have since been taken down but are ours to draw upon. I'll go first to the Rochdale experiment, and it was a social experiment that was based upon doing instead of being charged for it. You were able to create your classes. You were able to create your curriculum. You were able to create everything and have the funding to make it happen. It was the true underground college of the 60s. Then we go to Eugene. And Eugene, from the 70s into the early 90s, was a place where the hippies came to a town that was devastated by the timber crisis and took it over. And instead of putting in the old style of doing things, we did everything cooperatively and worker-owned. And by the mid-90s, Eugene was the largest worker-owned and cooperative business structure in the world. What happened then right after that was the DEA created that as a training ground, brought in the Gang of Nine, and targeted and destroyed all of the hippie businesses, took them over, stole them, and now it's right back to being the same kind of thing with an overtone of heroin behind all of the faces in the politics. So the people that are growing there are also strung out on the drugs to support the other agenda and the other cartel. Instead of supporting that money going back to the community and supporting the community through buying the arts, buying the foods, buying the clothes. Now, those are models that work, have shown that they work, were so, as they say, ahead of their time and feared that the forces of darkness, the dark ones, came in and attacked it and uncreated it. They were willing to, as an example of my own lifestyle, go way beyond the measure of lying to prosecute people. They were willing to fabricate every single solitary bit of the evidence against people to take down this experiment. Now, I say that as that experiment, in other words, being kind, doing things out of the heart, doing things for the community, doing things for the good of the world, doing things that leave a lasting mark upon the earth. Those are the things that are the model that if you look at the Bible, you look at the Quran, you look at all the holy books in the world, are the pathway we as humans are supposed to work, not a measure of time for dollar to inflict upon somebody who can't afford it. Right. We need to get beyond that state of, you know, somebody needs to pay a lot to support my fancy lifestyle mentality.
Right.
We need people to be honest about their labor and have integrity as to what they do. And getting
right.
into the cannabis reality, look at what came out of that 70s to 90s experiment in Eugene. You
right.
have the full organic for the world coming out of that because of Oregon Tilth, all the different programs that happened there to create a permaculture, because we saw the land, we saw it being devastated by the timber crisis, we came out here and changed it. We didn't talk about what can we do. We just applied ourselves and made it happen. Now, it's really easy to poke fun at hippies and say hippies are bad and hippies did this and hippies did that. But we can point to green engineering, recycling, solar, you know, earthships, and on as our accomplishments already. It's not like we didn't come into a straight world where everybody was wearing suits and ties, and that was the uniform for work, play, school, and everything, and change it to the denims and comfortable leisure world that we have today. We did do that. We took the brunt of the war. We took the brunt of the change of the society from that turn-of-the-century tetro-fueled destroy-the-earth-at-any-cost-to-make-things mentality, and took it to the recycling and use what we have and save our planet mentality. We came up in the wars. We had Eisenhower above us telling us to be aware of the, you know, military-industrial complex. And then we, as the first really educated generation, put our foot down during the 60s and stopped the war in its tracks. Now, since then, they've done everything in their power to destroy this kind of thinking, this mentality of care, this mentality of kindness, this mentality of doing what's right instead of what's convenient, so that we now have the attitude that gang rap, gang mentality, cartels, criminality, conspiracies are the ways to make money and live in America.
Right.
We've never felt that way, and we have never treated the world that way, if that is how they want us to be. And we need to change that back to the idealism, the kindness, because that's what's going to work.
On that note, since we only have 3 minutes left in the show, on that note, I want to, I just want to skim the five tags, and so we got the passion behind the your view, and the politic is definitely deep, and we're gonna have a chance to flesh that out. But you know, with your media work, being somebody who's outspoken and on the side of the outreach side of things, you've got some media links and you've got some things you've been working on. Do you want to share some of that before we wrap up? You got a few references that you can throw out there for folks.
Well, we have Sky High Productions, we have Canavision. We have skyhighproductions.net, we have cannavision.org, we have, of course, YouTube, Lex, LEXX1369, we have VO, VEOH.com, and again, LEXX1369. Those are videos. The websites from skyhighproductions.net spread out to all the other websites that we have. We have probably a dozen separate websites, and we also are looking for sponsors for media. We are also involved with Medical Cannabis University Online as a vegan organic cultivation expert and professor of the course. That's an 11-section course covering not every single aspect, but what isn't covered, you can call and get personal one-on-one. It is one of the best courses for learning how to cultivate on the planet currently.
Excellent. We have 60 seconds in the show, and if you want to find out more about Philip's work, you can dial up Bud Justice on the Facebook. We're friends there, and we've got a number of things that may attract your interest. But we're definitely covering the topics, and our wish is that we would create a social forum that would really befit and contain the collective genius of fine folks. And in this case, Phil, I want to ask you to return to the show next Wednesday, the 12th, and further, our understanding as to how we got here and where we can go from here. And in the meanwhile, just know that we're busy with it. Tomorrow night, we're privy to the likes of Christopher Rich. Christopher is bringing forth the first United States Congregation of the United States. You won't want to miss some of his insight and the release of Taser Crazy and the 5-0 crew, which is coming to an Olmlandstown near you. I want to thank you again, Phil. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Drop us a line just in time. Take care, and will you come back to see us? Come back to be
absolutely,
with us?
Absolutely. Push for testing at every dispensary near you. Push to test your cannabis. Let's stop the Avid and the chemies from being in our medicine. Let's make it really medicinal. Have a good one, brother.
Thanks a lot, Phil. See you soon.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.